This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, what up, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. In studio, Zach Amico, international superstar.
Hey, buddies.
Chris Tinkle's here.
Hey, boys.
You're looking fucking bright and vibrant today.
I know, right?
You look like you
just
look.
Because I'm exhausted, so I always do this trick where I always dress nicer if I feel like shit. I'm tired. That's what I'm doing right now.
Chris Scopo's here.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Chris Scopo's depressed because he lost the Roastmasters to Karen Fan.
No, I'm actually not depressed. That was a good
you
battle.
Should be.
Oh, shit.
That was a good battle.
Mutter and stutter and prick you.
You guys,
you
first of all,
stuttering you.
You guys both fucking did a great job. You guys can go check out the Roastmasters on.
Lost to her on the fucking Facebook prelims. Jesus.
Yeah, she was smashing on Facebook. Then she fucking. But it was a very close battle. But we'll get into that in a second. Maybe we'll play a little bit of video from that.
The same way that Kimbo and Dotto was a close battle.
Yeah. And that's because that's the one that I had.
I'm not going to hate on both. I mean, I was there live, dude. They both fucking killed, dude. You can't deny it. That whole show was amazing front to back.
It was killer.
Yeah, it was killer. It was the best one we had yet. So, look, man, we got a great show today. I want to get the plugs out of the way up top. I just feel like people don't really listen at the fucking end when we plug stuff. So, real quick, Chris Tinkle.
Schmolies.
What do you got coming up? Anything you want to plug real quick?
Yeah, get my. I have two albums, and they're on all of the digital platforms and all that. So, and I'm. And I have some shows coming up this summer. I'm doing like a whole run. So I'll have some stuff in Philly and in California and Seattle and stuff. So
sick.
Those will be announced soon.
Look out for Tinkle. Tinkle, I would say right now, no bullshit, maybe one of the most underrated comics in New York City.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know if that's as much of a compliment as it is an observation, but he's a great comic, dude. We went out and did shows out in California a couple of years ago together, and I watched you headline. I was like, holy shit, dude, Tinkle's a fucking real deal comic, man. You're a beast. So go check out Tinkle. Chris Scopo, anything coming up?
The 27th of April, I'm back at New York Comedy Club for Cold Beer. Come check it out. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook and I'll get you.
It sounded like you said
Colbert.
I was like, you're doing Colbert?
I'm doing Colbert, dude. I'm a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Real Ass Podcast to Colbert. No, Cold Beer.
Cold Beer.
Cold Beer. And then April 14th I'm at Brokerage, and also April 24th I'm at Brokerage.
Sick. Zachy?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Snapchat me at Zach Amico's dick. And on Friday, April the 15th, I'm at the Meadowlands Comedy Festival in Secaucus.
Sick.
Doing a show with Angel Salazar.
Fuck yeah, bro. Of course, guys, go to Gomez Comedy on Instagram, gomezcomedy.com. Lots of dates coming up. Going to be out in Los Angeles from the 17th through the 21st, doing Kill Tony, doing a bunch of podcasts, a lot of shows at the Comedy Store as well. I got one other show that I'll post. I forget exactly the name of the bar, but it's Adam Hunter's show, and apparently it's a pretty big deal, that show. Also, the 15th and 16th of April, I'll be at Ha Ridge Hill, haridgehill.com for tickets. Myself and Mike Cannon will be co-headlining four shows. That kid's a fucking killer. It's going to be a really fun weekend the whole time. And of course, May 13th, myself, Dave Smith, Legion of Skanks presents with special guest Dan Soder at the Hustler Club up in Detroit. Hustler Club, Detroit. So anyway, motherfuckers, I figure we'll get that shit out of the way nice and early.
Yeah.
Then we can just fucking roll. We don't got to worry about the... Because you know what it is? At the end of the show, everyone just kind of pitter-patters through it. We have no energy left. We're ready to get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
They can turn it off too. They're like, fuck it.
They don't listen. They're like, all right, show's over. Click. They don't hear anything. So, anyway, man, I'm trying to be in a good mood today. Here's the thing. I've talked about this on the show before, right? Whenever I'm running late for something, it just sets me off into a spiral. So it's like, if you even contact me, if I'm running late for something, I'm going to be a fucking dick, a really big dick. Today, I missed my train by 3 seconds. Like, I ran to the door. The door fucking closed right before I got there. And I had to wait like another 10, 12 minutes for a train. And that's the difference between me getting here at a comfortable time or me getting here 3 minutes before the fucking show starts, right? So it set me off in a really angry mood. But then I'm on the train and this poor woman next, I'm not going to say poor woman because she was a cunt, but I let her know it. So that's
poor cunt.
This poor cunt. I'm on the train and the train's starting to get packed out. And I'm like a bigger dude, so I see there's enough space for a person to sit to the right of me. There's a woman to the left of me, so I just move over a little. Like, I shift a little bit toward the woman to the left of me.
Yeah.
And she, like, gives me a look like, ugh, and, like, moves her body away from mine. And that was it. I just lost it. That made me snap. It made me snap. Because I was just trying to be an accommodating New Yorker.
What'd you say to her?
I was like, you don't got to make a face. She was like, well, you don't got to rub up on me. I was like, bitch, are you out of your fucking mind?
This week, was she gross?
She was like 45 and she was fat. And I was like, you fucking twat.
What's her nationality?
It's like, don't flatter yourself, dude.
White? Yeah, that white cunt. Ugh.
Yeah, dude. I was like, you had to get. I was like, first of all, are you looking at yourself? I really got really mean. I was like, you fucking fat twat. Do you think I'm trying to rub up on you?
If you filled out only your seat, we wouldn't be rubbing together.
Exactly.
Fucking chunky nuts.
It made me so fucking angry. And people were kind of on my side until I way overreacted. Then you saw everyone's faces going, all right, dude, fucking calm down. It's just
all right, I got to get the room back.
Look at this spick over here. Even he agrees with me.
Dude, right I there. Dug myself into a fucking
you
hole.
You just yelled at her from Harlem all the way down here?
No, she got off on that like two stops later, but I was just fucking, I was waiting. She was like, stop talking to me. And I was like, no, fuck you, bitch. So it made me so angry. So I came in a little bit hot today, and I've already yelled at Maddie, and he didn't really do anything wrong.
Yeah, when you said that to him, I was like, that wasn't that big of a deal.
I said, go tweet out that we're live now, and then he just copy and pasted the tweet from an hour and a half ago that said we're live at 12 noon. So it was just lazy, and it bugged me a little bit.
Well, yeah, because you missed, because we were actually all here early, and it's actually, we were all talking, and it's kind of cool when we all like have like 10 minutes to talk.
Yeah.
We bullshit and we come in here.
And that never happens.
Yeah, no.
There's always one of us that shows up, and it's usually Scopo.
Yeah.
A minute for the show or as the show's starting. And you wanna take off the edge. You wanna kinda warm up the vocal cords.
Dude, when I showed up here at 11:45, Scopo's sitting here eating a bagel. Just, and I was like, what, did Ralph fuck you last night? You slept over? How the hell are you here?
Just enjoying life. I'm happy. I'm like, I'm not going to get yelled at today.
Scopo's wearing an oversized SDR t-shirt.
Like, Ralph, your place is so nice.
Oh, man. So I apologize about us starting 5 minutes late today, guys, if you're in the chat. Please also, if you're in the chat room, we will be reading your tweets throughout the show or your comments throughout the show. So please comment on the stuff that we're talking about, and I will try to read them during the show. A lot of stuff happening. A lot of stuff happening right now in the world. First I should say this as well while we're doing the plugs. Tonight I'll be on Red Eye, guys. So if you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you want to watch Fox News, I'm your guy.
Awesome.
You tape it already? Or
no, I'm taping it this evening. And my fucking eye is still black and blue from my surgery.
Well, do they ask you about politics?
Yeah.
Are you just getting like fucking prompted by Dave Smith the entire time?
No, you know what it is? I thought of this the last time because it's almost like a philosophy that I have with like podcasting and broadcasting. It's like don't speak on anything either you don't have an opinion on or if you don't really believe it. And I think that it took me a while to learn that. Yeah, that's why Scopo just sits there. He just fucking blindly stares at us. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you try to pretend, like last time I didn't watch the debate and I remember I was going to lie. They were talking about the debate, and I remember I was going to be like, all right, I'll just pretend I watched it. And then I was like, wait a minute, what am I doing? I was like, it'll be funnier if I say, no, I didn't watch the debate. And it was funny because I didn't. I was the only one in the room who didn't watch the debate. Trump wasn't there, so I had a nice out. I was like, it's like watching fucking WrestleMania without The Rock. It just doesn't happen, you know? So, yeah, I will be doing it tonight. And no, I don't know too much about politics, but I think I'm a very opinionated guy. You don't need to know about politics to go and talk about social issues and shit going on, you know?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, anyway. So I wanted to talk about this. Amy Schumer is, she's fighting back, guys. She's fighting back. What? She, Glamour magazine.
They're still determining the weight class, but she's fighting back.
Yeah, it's going to be like a catch weight.
Oh, fuck.
Like 205s.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, Zach.
Oh, shit, dude. Look, Glamour magazine did, I guess, a full, a plus size issue. Is that what it was, Manny? Glamour magazine plus size?
Yeah, they labeled a bunch of plus size women.
They didn't label a bunch of plus size women. What they did was they kind of gave a nod to women that inspire them. So Amy Schumer was one of them, and then they had a bunch of pigs. It was like Melissa McCarthy and fucking, who were the other girls? The one chick's pretty smoking. Maddie, look up the other girls that were in it. Now, here's the thing. Amy, she got pretty upset, okay? She ended up...
I would get upset, too. If you weren't a plus size and they name you a plus, if they would name me like a fatty, I'd be like, I'm not that fucking fat dude.
I mean, look, by Hollywood standards, she kind of is big, plus size. You know, I'm not like, I don't
she takes Bridget Everett with her everywhere she goes for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really does just hang out with fat chicks.
Yeah. Like, if they were doing like a reboot of Bridget Jones' Diary, she would get it and she wouldn't have to gain any weight. Like, you know, what's her name had to gain weight?
Yeah. So look, she released a statement saying, I think there's nothing wrong with being plus size, beautiful, healthy women. Plus size is considered 16 in America. I go between a size 6 and a size 8.
Fat ass.
But, I mean, that really is, by Hollywood standards, that is bigger. Size 8 is much bigger than any actress.
Anything over a 2.
Yeah, in Hollywood, I mean, this is, it just is what it is. So is it a commentary on, like, Hollywood standards? Because people have been saying that for a long time, you know? But she's, I mean, really upset. She's been going on Twitter, just fucking tweeting out stuff all day long. And then she tweeted out herself flying a kite in a bikini. And I was like, Amy, you are not helping your cause right now. Did you see that? Pull up the video of her. And I'm not hating
on Amy. She looked like she was going to discover electricity.
I'm not hating on Amy Schumer. Is that Ashley Graham? Yeah, she's a big girl. She's pretty, though. She's a plus size model.
She was one of the girls. Also, Melissa McCarthy.
Was it a kite or like a hang glider?
And Adele.
Adele, yeah. I mean, look. They're all chunky women, and Amy's not as big as those other girls. She's not.
She's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, but she. I mean, look. You kind of can't have it both ways. If you want to be like an inspiration to women, you know, that have body, you know, body issues.
Dude, I love that she has to post all these photos now.
You're good. Pull it up.
Oh, dude, there's nothing like.
I mean, look,
calling a fit girl fat. Oh,
I think
God,
she's being
so
she's
great.
Doing that for the joke, though.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it doesn't seem like she's joking. It seems like she's pretty upset.
Yeah.
She's just fucking eating by herself in her car. Just three number twos from McDonald's. No, look, I'm not hating. I think Amy's pretty hot, actually. There's certain times you see Amy Schumer, you're like, oh, yeah.
Dude, I saw her one time on stage at the Cellar. I got, like, such a fucking, like, affinity toward her because she was killing, and plus she looked good.
Yeah, there's something about about a girl being really funny. It kind of bumps them up a couple levels. It's the same thing with guys, you know? I mean, I'm not intimidated by a funny woman, but the truth is we're all ugly fucking bastards in this room. The only reason we can get any hot puss at all is because we're stand-up comedians and we're on stage. Schumer, my thing is she wants to be like a leader to young women, and she's definitely played the other side of the coin where she wants to have people have a positive self body image. But then when somebody says she's plus size, she fucking flips out and goes on a Twitter tirade.
Maybe she just had a period, dude.
So funny, me. Fuck. All right, whatever.
Everyone's biting their tongues. We're all comics. None of us are doing the Schumer show.
Yeah, I don't.
No. Let's get real. Nobody in this room will ever be on the Schumer show.
She might have had a bad day. She might have had a bad day, and she got pissed off, and whatever.
It seemed to me maybe she put on a couple,
hate on her for
a
her.
Couple lbs before her last time.
She did get bigger after Trainwreck.
Yes. There we go.
I remember watching her during Trainwreck.
Yeah,
and. Well, she showed up to Bobby's party, and she looked really good at Bobby's party.
Yeah.
And then
she
after
was standing
Trainwreck,
near Bobby.
Yes. So she Bobby. Looked like, yeah.
Bobby has gravitational pull.
She's like Keira Knightley next to Bobby.
She said, bottom line seems to be we are done with these unnecessary labels which seem to be reserved for women. And I have a problem with that statement. They're not reserved for women. Dad body was a very hot term the past couple years, you know what I'm saying? And that's all that is plus size, and it's a positive body image for men. And look, I don't have a problem with it. Like, I have a dad body right now, but truthfully speaking, I look in the mirror, I'm like, ah, fuck, dude, I'm getting chunky. I'm not going, I have a dad body. Everyone should be celebrating my fucking love handles and my tits. The fuck out of here, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, Zach, you're trying to lose weight right now. You've lost a ton of weight. We're going to do another weigh-in today.
You actually have a lot. Yeah, you look good.
I mean, here's the truth, man. If you're trying to send a message to young people in general, I don't think it should be like, oh, fat is beautiful or being overweight is beautiful. It should be like, get as healthy as possible. You know, you should be. There was that woman who had 3 kids, and she posted. Pull up that picture, Maddie.
He's busy looking at pictures of PJ Landers for some reason.
Well, that was Zach Miko, who is a plus size male model. So there are plus size male models. They just don't whine about it.
His name was Zach Miko?
His name is Zach Miko.
There's a plus size male model named Zach Miko?
Yeah.
That's fucking
hilarious.
Hilarious.
Is that him right there?
Yep.
Look at him. Pull him up on the screen. Maddie, why don't you pull these people up on the screen?
I'm sorry. That was
you're just like looking
selfish
at him by yourself, jerking off like a psychopath. So he's a plus size male model.
Yeah.
Is that even plus size?
What? No. What?
Well, he's a chunky
fuck.
Listen,
if he takes that shirt off, you're not going to be like, oh, he's fucking awesome.
I'm not saying he's skinny, but I don't think he's fucking plus size.
Why do we have to pretend that, like, big is beautiful? We all want to fuck little hot chicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. What do you want me to say here?
No, I disagree, dude. There's certain fat chicks with real pretty faces that I rather fuck over a skinny chick.
That's only, and I'll tell you what that is. That's your own insecurity.
Yes.
No, it's because not. You want to be the hot one. You want to be the hot one. Fucking, I'm telling you right now, dude. I fucked girls that are heavier, and I get really turned on while I'm fucking them because in my mind I'm going like, yeah, you get all this, ladies.
I'm doing you a favor.
Getting a Gomez special right here.
No, man, I'm telling you, I honestly, well, what about, like, Grant?
Grant has a fucking sexual deviancy.
Yeah.
Grant's defective.
Yeah, he was born with a manufacturing flaw.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
but
right now.
I see what Zach's going. There is a comic who, she's a little bigger, and she's a really cute face, who I find really, really attractive.
Is it that black chick?
No.
Oh.
You don't got to say her name.
I'm not going to say her name, but she's real. I find her really, really attractive and sexy.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not saying you're not, you can't be attracted to a woman who's overweight or a man who's overweight. Women fuck me. And I used to get hot. When I used to weigh 330 pounds, I used to get smoking hot chicks. But it wasn't my body that was turning them on. It was everything in spite of that. It was me being funny, me being an alpha male, me just kind of fucking owning it is what made them attracted to me. Zach, you're a very funny guy. You can get really hot chicks. And it's not because of your body. It's not because they're going, oh, yeah, that's so hot. I like a big guy. There's always something else.
Zach has a confidence about him, which girls like.
Yeah, dude. You fucking whip your tiny dick out with a fucking bolt through it. They love that.
Heads to work.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, pull up this chick right here. This is I love this story. This is a mom for her. Look how fucking hot she is. Fuck you. Look at her. Can you pull up? I mean, keep her kids out of the frame because I want to fucking get turned on right now. And I don't want to look at her toddler's faces.
I showed you that chick too on Instagram who had the baby 6 months ago.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. That. Smoking, dude. She's like a basketball player's wife. And she has to be. She's a professional athlete's wife. Bitch, get back in shape.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Of course.
She dates now, guy people, in the Packers.
People were up in arms about this chick. Show her stomach, Maddie. Pull up the stomach a little bit. People were up in arms about this chick because she posted this picture. She said, "What's your excuse?" And she had three kids with her. And then, like, people were like, "Oh, what are you doing? Like, you're fucking shaming women and moms that don't have time to go to the gym every day."
No,
that's an inspiration right there. That, like, you should be inspired by a woman that way. Any woman who sees that's had kids should go, fuck, you know what? I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to better my lives. Yeah. I'm going to live longer for my fucking kids. Why do we have to have this whole...
How come she's in trouble? Because she's fucking hot.
Oh, she's fucking so hot, she's dude.
Sick. And knows how to use Photoshop. A little bit. Come on.
Yeah, probably.
She's sexy, though.
Yeah, she's smoking. Who's the other... What's the model's name that you...
I have her Instagram name. Look Claudia... It up. So I'll look it up.
Pull up her Instagram. Claudia something. She's fucking smoking. She had a baby a couple months ago.
6 months ago.
And by the way, I'm not saying that a woman that has a baby should fucking have a perfect body afterwards. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with that. This is only a positive message, and only a positive message for young women or women that are having a baby or women that aren't in shape. You know, I mean, typically people look at her too. Good for her.
Who is that?
Her name is Claudia sweet. Something. I don't know her name. Claudia Sampedro.
I mean, even when she's pregnant, dude. Pregnant women even kind of get my dick hard now.
Yeah, and she's
that
just,
fucking freaks me out.
That see, but until you have a kid, look at her little half black kid.
That's her. Yeah.
Look at her. Look
and
at her body.
She had a baby 6 months ago.
She had a, look at that, dude. Good for her. I mean, look. I'm not saying good for the woman who has a stomach hanging over her pants with stretch marks. I'm not saying she should be fucking dragged out into the street and shamed.
I'll say it for you.
I'm just saying that she. I mean, that isn't a positive thing. And if you, especially if you have kids or if you have young people that look up to you,
she definitely. I mean, she loves working. She's a fitness model before that, and then when she was pregnant, she still was toned.
Look at those cheeks. Good.
So she was when she got she literally lost the baby, and then 2 weeks later, it looked like she didn't even have a kid.
She lost the baby?
Yeah, the kid died in a drowning accident. No. I'm kidding. She had the baby, I meant to say.
That's,
lost they can't swim.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Chris. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, dude, you can't say lost the baby. That's a different phrase.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm slow.
So, I mean, look, these are fitness models, obviously, but I'll go into my own life. You know, my son's mother, she was exercising up until her 9th month of pregnancy. She was doing prenatal Pilates, which I'll tell you right now, if you're a pregnant woman or if your wife is planning on getting pregnant, you don't want her to turn into a sloppy pile of shit. Have her do prenatal Pilates because what it does is, here's what happens. When a woman gets pregnant, her abs split and they lie along the sides of the stomach because the whatever they call it, the fucking comes out. What the fuck is that, Maddie? What are you pulling up on there?
There's supposed to be nothing up there, and it just is.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's not get distracted. So, they split open, and what happens is if you don't have a strong abdominal core, they just kind of fucking flap around. They hang around like fucking wings. But if you're doing Pilates or things that are really good to make your core strong, it just all tightens back up. Beatrice was wearing a bikini 6 months after she had the baby. And I was a fat fuck because I just ate with her the whole time, but I wasn't doing the right things. And I was just a fat monster.
You got hornswoggled.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Yeah, you actually did. You ate for five.
Yeah, dude, I was just nonstop eating.
You were big at one point, yeah.
Yeah, I got big again.
You're not big again.
No, I did get big again. I just got back into the gym a couple days ago. But the point I'm making, and like I feel like we're not hating on Schumer. Because like I said, I don't think Schumer's fat.
No, she's not.
I think that Schumer, I think she's got a normal body, you know, a very average woman body. And I think that that's okay. I mean, she's healthy. She's not like a fucking unhealthy person and sending an unhealthy image. But let's not send a message to young people that, oh, whatever your body is, it's completely fine.
Yeah, but I think that's her point, is that she's not plus size. She's just regular.
But by Hollywood standards, she is. And if they use her as an inspiration, what's the problem with that? I mean, look, I guess I'd be annoyed.
Actually, he's pretty fucked up.
If there was a dad body mag and they threw me on the cover, I'd be like, whoa. Actually, I'd be happy that I got on the cover magazine.
What are you talking about? You'd be thrilled.
Yeah, like I use it as a credit. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen this guy on the cover of Plus Size Dad magazine.
Yeah. She's definitely, for a normal average person, she's not overweight.
But that's not even my problem. I understand her being upset, but you kind of can't play it both ways. You can't say, oh, well, you know, it shouldn't matter what your body's like, and then go up in arms and tweet 100 times because they said you inspire them in a plus size issue of a magazine.
And then she puts like her fucking dress size. That's the part that makes me laugh. Like, yeah. I'm not fat. I'm a 6 and an 8.
I fluctuate between a 6 and a 12.
That's
whatever.
A 14, a 6 and an 8.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, look, it's whatever. I think she looks good. But, yeah, what else is there? Any other opinions on this? I don't really give a shit.
No, I think what we learned is we'd all still jam her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Amy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so attracted to Amy Schumer.
But if she was a woman on the subway that wasn't like a very funny comedian, if I rubbed up against her and she gave me a dirty look, the first thing I would say is fat.
Yeah.
The first thing I would say.
Yeah, but that's also a condemnation of you, because you're so quick to call people fat because in your head you're always thinking you're fat.
No, that's not true. Here's the thing.
We get mad at each other for the things that we don't like about ourselves.
I wouldn't call a woman who's really thin and obviously not fat, fat. That's just retarded.
Yeah, but if she had 3 pounds overweight, you would call her fat because you hate the fat in you.
Not that I hate the fat in me. I know that that is something that will set a woman the fuck off.
Yeah.
The woman that hit me in the streets that I sent to jail, I called her a fat cunt. She wasn't even really fat. She's a little chunky. She had a little meat on her. But I called her a fat cunt, and that sent
her. She probably knew she got a little bigger. Yeah. She got a little weight on her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. That with women in general, if you call a woman fat, that is like their kryptonite. You know, that is the one thing that they fucking hear. You can call a guy fat all day long, and it's just funny. We laugh at it. I call you fat nonstop, and it's just funny. To me, anyway. Nobody else laughs, but that's it.
That tends to be what happens.
Yeah. Welcome to my life. Mm-hmm. Maddie, go get the scale. We got to weigh in, Zach. What was the last time you... What'd you last weigh in at?
309
was it? Yeah.
What'd you start at? 331?
Way over. Whatever.
319
error.
Was his first...
319, okay.
Was my first that was register on a people scale.
Yeah.
But I was about 340, I think.
Yeah. He was pretty big. And I was almost as big as Zach at one point, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was 330, but I'm also taller.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're also
and I, 6'3". And my frame, I didn't have like a fun fat guy frame. I had a...
You had a doughy body.
I had just a big, doughy, fat body. There was nothing fun about my fat. Like, Zach, you were in a fun colored shirt with kittens on it, and you had funny glasses, and like, you're like, hey, look, it's a fucking character on a show. I was just a guy who I had trouble breathing. It wasn't good.
I have that, too.
Hey, look, there's Lewis. He has no discipline whatsoever.
Yeah, that's it. Wasn't fun. And that's why I get like Schumer. I feel like Schumer almost has that. Like when she puts on a little bit of weight, it doesn't look like she's comfortable with it or it's like a comfortable thing on her. You know, she should be like hot. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is though with her? Like she's always, now she's in the public eye. So wherever she goes, a bad photo, people are like, oh, Schumer's getting fat again.
Yeah, dude, by the way, anytime I take a photo, I take 40 photos of myself.
Yes.
And then I put the best one up. It's like if people are taking pictures of you constantly.
So I get why she's probably pissed.
And that is like an issue for her.
Zachy.
Zachy. Zach went back.
Zachy. Yeah. All right, get off and go on again.
How many cats are on your shirt? Fuck.
Zach, Jesus Christ. Good. Step on it again.
You haven't what?
I haven't fucked
Not eating candy?
Karen Fian is sitting there watching this thanking the Lord.
She's sneaking into Ralph's apartment at night and fucking messing with the scale. All
right, here. Step on it now. Zach, point the camera at the scale.
That's never going to happen.
319.
Did the scale just say, no, ouch?
Dude, I haven't fucked up.
319. What am I supposed to say? 319.6 was the reading.
All right.
Put back on 10 pounds. But that's the type of fat that Zach is.
How much crap is in your pockets? Is that maybe affecting it?
Have you been eating a lot of salty foods?
No.
Do you have a dumbbell up your ass?
What's going
fuck,
on?
Zach?
Let me see. Hold on. Let you me want, see if this fucking thing's fucked
up. You want to see if the scale's fucked up?
No, it's going to be the same weight. I'm probably just fat.
No. Yeah, let's see. That's confidence when you wear your shoes on the scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just real fucking not fat guy confidence. I try to pry the fillings out of my mouth when I weigh myself.
Zach is
216.
I lost weight. I've been losing a little bit of weight, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I haven't fucked up. I've been 6 days a week doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do on the seventh day?
I mean, I have like fast food.
He eats an entire midget. You have fast food?
Yeah, I have Taco Bell breakfast usually. Yes. And then like pasta or something at night.
How is that? How's the Taco Bell breakfast?
It's incredible.
Is it incredible?
It's literally every cheat day. It has
you have a fat guy. You're such a fat guy at heart because even when I like I think I'm not supposed to be fat because when I have my cheat day, I make sure that I go to like a really nice restaurant and have really good, like I'll eat like sugar and but I'm not going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a donut. I'll go to like a really good pastry shop and get like great pastries and really nice homemade cookies. Like you're just like, dude, I'm going straight back to McDonald's. Straight back to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's the only thing that I like still love.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing really, no fast food really.
Get you going?
Yeah, I kind of lost the want for it.
Well, the McDonald's, so you don't like the McDonald's anyway? I thought you loved the McGriddles.
Yeah, breakfast sometimes, but I prefer Taco Bell breakfast now.
McGriddle all day long. I'll tell you right now, that's a fucking solid.
Yeah, I haven't ever had one before.
Are you kidding me?
I haven't had McGriddle
yet. Yeah, dude, you got to have the AM Crunchwrap from Taco Bell.
I've never had, what's in the AM Crunchwrap?
It's like the Crunchwrap Supreme, but bacon and eggs, and then there's a hash brown in it. It's fucking awesome.
This is making me sick.
Yeah. The McGriddle's a solid sandwich.
Yeah, I can't believe he put on 10 pounds. He just listed all the ingredients in the order that they come in. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we gotta make some adjustments, Zach. Are you drinking still?
Zach.
Yeah.
How much are you drinking?
Like 3 beers a night.
That's
900 calories right there.
It's not only 900 calories, but it's also a shit ton of carbs. And I was talking to Bisping about this yesterday on the Countdown, SiriusXM Rush 93, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And he was telling me that every gram of carbohydrates that you have, you also hold on to 4 grams of water. So basically, for every gram of carbohydrates you have, you're gaining 5 grams. So I think that's your problem right now. You're drinking beers every night. That you're not doing the real ass diet. You got to cut out the beer, dude. Look, I developed a severe alcohol problem and probably cirrhosis of the liver because I just switched to whiskey. So
classy. Let's add the vodka, cholesterol thing I'm going to die of. Let's add cirrhosis.
Zach, I would go vodka and diet tonic water.
Yeah.
If you want to drink.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, once I stopped drinking, what I noticed, I didn't realize this, I must have been consuming like 1,000 to 1,500 calories a day in alcohol.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really been dieting that much. I just started working out again a few days ago and kind of watching what I'm eating. And I haven't put on weight. I haven't lost weight, but I haven't really been putting on a ton of weight like I usually do. So I think there's something to that. And the metabolic issues that come with drinking that much, if you're drinking every night, smoking weed all the time, I think it really does slow down your metabolism. All
right, I'll say it on the show. I will stop drinking 4 or 5 days a week.
You don't got to stop drinking 4 or 5 days a week. I would say just cut out the fucking beer.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, or at the very least, I mean.
Well, let's get him healthy. Stop drinking 4 or 5 days a week.
No, dude, drink more. I say go harder, do heroin. Nobody has an appetite when they're on H. Let's get real. When's the last time you saw a fat heroin addict?
Artie Lang.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's the exception to the rule.
Yeah. That was pretty quick, too. That's a pretty straight good answer.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you put on the weight, dude.
Yeah, and I feel better. So
you shouldn't.
No, I feel good, man. I've been sticking to the diet.
You look good.
I'm feeling better.
But that's the thing with you. It's like I wouldn't be surprised that a lot of that is water weight. You know what I'm saying? So you're actually still losing fat, but you're retaining a lot of water. I think you're probably eating a lot of salt in your diet. The alcohol is not helping. I didn't even know that. When Bisping said that about the – because he sees a nutritionist for his fights, I was like, really? That's very interesting to me. So, yeah, dude, those – just 5 times the amount of carbohydrates just in weight in terms of water is what you're putting on your body. So those 3 beers, fucking – it's like 15 beers of water.
Are you exercising at all? I mean, are you like at the minimum? Like, dude, go for like walk.
I mean, I do that.
30 minutes
I get
a
off
day.
The train
just go
like,
for a walk.
Yeah, I get off the train like two stops early and walk home.
There you go.
Zach would be a rapist
and
if he could run
the entire way.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, maybe you should get into a workout routine. I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, I'm surprised that you put on 10 pounds. See what's up, man. Yeah, let's switch gears for a minute. Maddie, pull up number two, the video of this. And look, I'm first of all, let me preface this segment with saying that I don't condone hitting women. I don't think you should hit a woman. I would never hit a woman. But I will also say that a woman should not hit a man. Nobody should hit anybody. So I don't know. This is must be a high school. There's two teenagers arguing. Yeah, play the video, Maddie. And this girl pushes this kid to the ground. And then he...
Whoa!
He belly-to-belly suplexes her and then mounts her to show, I could ground and pound you to death right now, bitch. Yeah. You play it again. Play it one more time.
See how she got like...
I don't think people could finish to completion with that short of a video.
See how she got pissed off after he slammed her?
Yeah, don't fucking push a dude to the ground.
Oh.
What are you doing? What the fuck?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? You hit him.
Yeah.
What grade was... What grade was Amy Schumer in when this happened?
Jesus.
That was not me, Amy. Just to let you know.
She does not know who you are.
Just say. Hey, you never know.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, that was a fucking...
Well, it was cool, except for she hit her head on the concrete.
Did she hit her head? I don't think she hit her head.
Dude.
No, she didn't hit her head.
I think so, dude.
No,
girl,
she got
it
up.
Again.
She
play
got
it
up.
Again.
She's
fine. One more time.
You gotta listen.
Oh, well, that kid's also...
He scraped his elbow, which just hurts like hell.
Dude, that
ooh, she did hit her head.
Yeah. He's
fucking...
Yeah, wow, he Goldberg speared her.
I mean,
he didn't sock her. Nah, that's okay.
Yeah, that was a spine buster.
Yeah, it was, dude. Arn Anderson style.
Yeah, dude.
Straight up.
Look,
she had it coming. He didn't hit her.
No, he didn't hit her.
What happened was she pushed him, and he forgot he had the backpack on.
Yeah.
So he lost his balance and got embarrassed.
Yeah, and then, by the way, that was just a reaction. It was almost like, I mean, it was a crazy. Reflex. It was like,
yeah.
I watch people like get hit and then immediately hit back. That was a little bit excessive of a reflex, but it was very like instinctively. He was just like, oh, I don't know what to do here.
I mean, dude, Zach called it. This was a straight up like spine buster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he had to fucking take her down. But
I mean,
yeah, and then
look, it's pure rage on his end. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, anyone in the world, pretend like that girl's not pregnant with his kid right now. that's just interracial flirting.
Yeah, I mean,
so what happened?
The one thing is don't expect. The girls like got shocked when he did that. Don't not expect that can't happen. You hit him in.
I argue with this with Bobby Kelly on his podcast because I don't know a single guy except for Bobby apparently, and even he's wrong about this because his mom used to smack him around. I don't know a single guy who has not been hit by a woman before. Where most people that I know, most men that I know, and nobody admits it on air that they'd hit a woman.
By the way, that's a great shot.
Yeah, it really
the
is.
The threesome of her face is my favorite part.
That is fucking awesome. That is awesome.
He's not supposed to do this.
No. Most men that I know have been hit by a woman, at least smacked or kicked in the balls, even in middle school or whatever. Whereas, yeah, typically dudes aren't hitting chicks. So, you know, I don't know, man. I kind of get where a kid like that is just like, you know, he freaks out and says, fuck this. I wouldn't do the same thing if a girl just pushed me. I wouldn't fucking suplex her. But at the same time...
You call her fat for 45 minutes while a subway train...
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
I'm not moving, cunt.
Yeah, you mentally destroyed her.
Yeah, and you're goddamn right it would. Typically, a woman can't hurt a man, you know, when hitting them, unless they're like a professional fighter. You know, I've been punched in the face by women. It doesn't really hurt one. When my mom used to punch me in the face, even when I got older, when I was like 15 or whatever, I would cry, but it wasn't because it hurt. It was just because I couldn't punch my mom back.
Yeah.
And that you don't know what to do with that frustration and that pent-up energy. You know?
Well, he didn't hit her. He just gave her like a pro wrestling move.
Yeah.
Maybe we could start doing that. If chicks hit us, we can give them like
just
fucking
tombstone pile driver.
Stone cold stunner.
Yeah.
Which is basically you just jump on your fucking tailbone for no reason.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's the worst move ever.
There's a reason Stone Cold has a goddamn broken back. It's because he's been whittling it down with Stone Cold stunners for years. So yeah, I don't know, man. Let me know what you guys think of that in the chat. Was that kid wrong? Was that kid right? Did that kid, was he well within his rights?
He went too far, but
Yeah.
Don't, if you're the girl, if you push a guy and knock him down, don't think he's not going to do anything.
I think he squashed it, though.
Don't do anything. Just don't hit him.
Stupid dude dumb 315 says that's a great name.
I didn't.
How are you commenting while you're hosting?
you are such a cunt, Zach. She looks like she'll make a black guy happy someday, just not today. Greg Citarella says, "Fuck that bitch."
All right.
Well, your fan just say, "Fuck this bitch." That's a shocker.
Yeah, Billy Druid says, "Dude, if someone in your weight class or higher hits you, you can hit back." Yeah, and then Dan the Man says she's built like Hillbilly Jim. Yeah. I mean, yeah, nobody. That's the thing. I mean, even like fucking women see that. There was a quote by Whoopi Goldberg a while ago where she got in like trouble. People were giving her shit about it because she was like, "Yeah, if you hit somebody, expect them to hit you back. It's as simple as that." I'm not saying it's right, but just expect it.
She said that.
Yeah.
It was the Ray Rice thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your hands on somebody, expect them to punch you in the fucking mouth. That's it. Yeah. Simple as that.
She didn't say anything wrong. She didn't say that you should. She said you should expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny Glover beat the shit out of her in Color Purple.
Aren't they all the Color Purple?
It was just a movie about their gums.
Oh, Zach punched your joke up so well in that one.
Yeah, tag team.
Your joke ate it.
All right, let's fucking let's switch gears. Let's go to the MMA segment of the day. That should be the MMA segment of the day.
Yeah.
But
here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Matty Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day. Let's get it on.
Matty Matt.
I got a whole ton going on, but a follow-up. We did the John Jones thing last week, right?
Yeah.
All right, so a follow-up to that. John Jones has finally listened to reason and gotten himself a private driver.
Yeah.
So, and he'll be fighting OSP.
I hope it's an old white lady.
I was going to just say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Where are we going today, Mr. Jones?
I mean, what the fuck, dude?
So he got a driver.
It's called Uber, finally. Fuckhead. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know, man. I understand. Like, I understand the instinct if you're a young celebrity to buy Lamborghinis and Porsches and shit. Like, that's fun, dude.
Yeah,
it's fun to drive a nice car. I grew up driving shitty cars, and I've driven like two like Beamers in my life, or one was like a Volkswagen Passat. That's how trash I am. I was like, dude, it's a fucking nice car, man. Passat, leather seats. That's what you have, right?
No, not anymore.
Oh, what happened to your Passat?
You've been in my car literally 12 times.
That's your car?
Yeah.
I thought that was your mom's car.
I'm just driving. No, I had it. My lease was up.
That SUV?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Thank you.
Scopes got a fucking nice car.
SUV? Nice.
Yeah.
It's a crossover?
Okay. So anyway, John Jones got a driver. That's the fucking segment. That's the MMA segment of the day. John Jones got a driver.
There was that.
There's all these fights announced. What are you
UFC 200's main event was announced. All the fucking other fights in UFC 200 were announced. There's rumors about GSP fighting Robbie Lawler at UFC 200. Yeah. There's so much more.
I don't do rumors because they never fucking
There's actually this like really cool thing. So Misha Tate is taking on a Amanda Nunes, and all these people were pissed off that Holly Holm isn't getting an immediate rematch. And Misha had a really cool quote. She's like, "I don't owe this chick anything. The only reason why she fought me is because she thought I was going to be like a fucking easy fight."
Yeah.
So I don't owe her a fight back. She didn't do me a favor because I earned it. They thought she was going to walk all over me, and I beat her. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to go fight the other person. I love it, dude.
I thought Ronda was going to fight Misha Tate in 200.
Ronda's not coming back until the end of the year. Yeah, like, I think they're trying to get Ronda to come back and do Madison Square Garden, whoever the champion is. They're going to give her a title fight. But the fact that they signed Cyborg right now, which is pretty crazy.
At 140 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, and I argued with Bisping about this yesterday. It's like the UFC did not want to sign Cyborg when Ronda was on top. They didn't want this fucking Brazilian monkey face to come in and just attack. I mean, dude, she's
the Amy Schumer of MMA. Cyborg.
pull up a picture of Cyborg.
Yeah, she's got like a fucking hot body and my face.
I mean, is it even a hot body? I mean, I guess if you're into like a muscly chick.
Well, she really does look like Tinkle's bride.
She does. No, really. Well, when I used to have fucking Geico hair, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Poor chick.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's a fucking monster, dude. She's a fucking monster. And look, she cleans up, you know. I mean, look, this is Gina Carano Silver after the fight, dude. Oh, look at Gina Carano. Poor Gina. By the way, Gina Carano's still prettier than her after the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Gina Carano was so hot,
dude.
So hot. Actually, you know what? Look at her. Look at her shoulders, dude.
The fucking best body.
Dude, I would kill to have her body.
Hold on. Look at this. Look at this, dude. That's a fucking dude's body. If that was a fucking dude, keep that picture up. I mean, dude, if that was a goddamn dude, you'd be like, yeah, dude, he's svelte. That's a professional mixed martial artist body, okay, with these little fucking tits.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Conor McGregor at 140 might have the same arms as him. Her.
Yeah, dude. She's a fucking monster, dude. And what they didn't want is Ronda Rousey to look the same way that Gina Carano did and just fucking this monster to come out and beat the piss out of her. I know she's having trouble making 135. They signed her to catch weight.
Yeah.
But she walks around at like 170. She's gigantic.
See, she's fucking plus size. The other ones are fat.
Here's what she's gonna do, though, is if...
Look at that guy.
If she has a run and people are into her, and she's going to because she fights like a dude. That's the thing. The women that we love in mixed martial arts, they can fight like dudes.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of them, but that's it. When it's the lower grade women fighting, it looks like women are fighting. It looks like they're less skilled. It looks like MMA 15 years ago, and nobody really wants that. But she fights like a dude, so people are going to see her fight in the UFC because people have no fucking idea. The casual fan has no idea who she is, okay? And then people are going to get excited about it. So they'll probably... inject the 145-pound division,
of course,
into the UFC specifically for her, because I still think they don't want to have Ronda go out like that.
Who would she fight?
There's nobody at 145 right now. Who's she fighting in her 140-pound?
Fighting Leslie Smith.
Yeah. Leslie Smith.
She's a chick that I think her ear blew up. It's that chick.
Yeah.
A while back.
She's dope. She's a fucking banger, fighting. Dude.
She's never mind.
Like, there's a lot of people who didn't want to fight her. Apparently, Holly Holm.
Holly Holm turned it down, which is a fucking pussy move.
Yeah, because she would probably win, because she's... technically like a better striker in terms of like technique. I mean, she's a fucking animal. Cyborg is.
But Holly, I think Holly is a better striker.
Oh,
yeah.
That? Yeah.
What
is
this? So, what is this, Maddie?
I'm going to pull up the video real quick.
All right.
I'll have it ready when you guys are... Yeah,
thanks, Maddie. Appreciate it. Sorry, Maddie's doing his job right now, and I still want to give him shit.
Look at her ear, dude.
Ooh. Leslie Smith. But yeah.
And she was upset. She didn't want to stop it.
Dude, kudos to her.
The fucking warrior.
Kudos to her. That's the thing, man. When I have a mixed martial artist...
Look at her ear explode right here. Look at that. Boom. Ah. See the blood, dude?
Oh, my God.
Look like... fucking...
I turned away just in time.
JFK's head.
Dan the Man says, Cyborg looks like she has my voice. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, she's a monster, dude. Good for her, man. Give me the pull up, just because I need to get my dick to work again. Can you pull up Gina Carano biting her lip? There's a video, there's like a gif of her biting her lip. Did you ever see that?
Is she sitting ringside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I was never even like super into Gina, but this specific video of her biting her lip.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, look at it right there. Look at her.
Oh.
Fuck you pig bitch slut. Oh, I want to suck at her pussy.
Hello, boner, my old friend.
Yeah, and by the way, in Hollywood standards, Gina Carano's plus size. What do you want me to say?
Gina Carano in Fast and Furious.
No, she's thick, dude.
Pull up that way in. Pull up that way in.
What was the one she was in, Fast and Furious 6? She was in Gina Carano. She was big in Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah, she's not big, but thicker girl.
Yeah, thicker girl. When she fought Michelle Rodriguez, she looked like she made Michelle really look really tiny.
Yeah, dude. She's this is what we're talking about. By Hollywood standards. Oh, this is the weigh-in for the Cyborg fight. It's like, what's up, bro? Look at her.
I was actually here for this. I think I'm sitting like...
Just fast forward from this fucking monster taking her clothes off. We don't want to see that, Maddie. We want to see Gina. Look at her abs, dude. She's a fucking, just a monster. Just a monster. And then Gina comes in looking all hot.
Why is Big J just hanging out?
Yeah, I like that, dude. Fuck yeah.
She wear a little skirt, too.
She's really hot, dude. They were trying to get her to fucking fight Ronda Rousey in the UFC. And that's my problem with the UFC, ultimately. It's like, yeah, you would give Gina Carano.
God damn it.
And by the way, they fought at 145, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some fucking thick bitches right there, but she's smoking, dude. So, look, I don't have a problem with a chick who's, like, bigger or, like, thicker. She's like, you know, that's super fucking healthy. Look at her.
And that was the last time she fought.
And she probably weighed 160 pounds and then cut that weight.
No, she lost the Colossus. She was in Deadpool.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Was she in Deadpool?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was the hot girl in the leather in Deadpool. Yeah. The Colossus beat up.
Yeah. I like that. But yeah, she was the hottest mixed martial artist. Who's the 115 pounder that they're
trying to
pass off?
I don't know, man. When Ronda Rousey weighs in, for some reason, her weigh-ins are so hot.
Paige Van Zandt?
Yeah, Paige. Do you know how much hotter Gina is than Paige?
Yeah.
Pull up a picture of Paige Van Zandt.
Paige looks like you'd have to like explain to her why she's giving you like a blowjob. You have to explain to her how it works.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's hot, but to be honest, her face is pretty average.
You want me to put my hand here? Like.
She
definitely jack off to that one with the blood all over
her
face.
Well, the glasses is pretty great. The glasses one is pretty fucking great. Pull that one up.
Oh.
All right, she's smoking.
Okay.
I take it all
never
back.
Never mind.
But I still think Gina's hotter.
I'll fucking talk her through a Hummer. I don't care. She's on Dance with the Stars this season.
Yeah. She's a good dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to watch that shit, but from what I've seen.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, she's hot.
Good for her. Born 1994. I'm such a creep.
There's this fucking kickboxer, she just got signed with Bellator. She's a Russian. She looks like every hot Russian tennis player.
Oh, I have seen her, dude.
She is fucking better than all of those chicks combined.
Yeah.
She's so hot. Look at that.
Yeah, ooh, Paige Van Zandt's hot as shit.
Yeah, let's see Paige dancing. Oof.
Hang on.
This fucking dancers,
but here's the thing: her face isn't super pretty. Like she's done. She gets done up very nice. Like that picture on the glasses is the best she can look. But she looks like an average all American girl. But look at that bod. Oof,
great with makeup.
She looks fantastic there.
Yeah, let's go. But that's because she looks like she's in your family.
I know.
Like all American shit. Yeah, she's a great dancer, man. Good for her. She should give up fighting and do this professionally.
She a good fighter?
She's pretty good. I mean, look,
she's
115-pound girls. I mean, they're, it's just there's no depth in the divisions.
I mean, she got, she was like, she like fought this girl who's like really, really talented. And she's really like, has like a lot of heart. But in terms of skill level, she got fucking whooped, dude, for 5 rounds. And she did not quit. It was pretty awesome. I mean, it was horrible because she was losing terribly.
And that's what I like in a fighter, too. So that's why when Holly Holm went out, I was like, good for her, man.
Yeah, she
don't
didn't
fucking tap.
She didn't tap, yeah.
Don't just go out. And look, I hate, people that like know like fighting, they're like, dude, that's stupid. Yeah, if you're in a knee bar, tap. That's your career. But a choke? I don't know.
Look, you've been winning the entire fight.
Can I tell you right now? Here's my guarantee. Because I have a mixed martial arts fight coming up.
You're fucking ridiculous.
My first smoker on the Legion of Skanks podcast.
I can't wait for this.
It's going to be against a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu purple belt who's friends with Matty Jester Skull's brother.
A smoker?
It's a smoker. It's like an underground cage fight.
Oh, okay.
Not like sanctioned.
Do we place bets?
It's like a practice fight. Wait, so are you going to have like a referee and all this shit?
Yeah, referee. Somebody from the gym is going to be overseeing it. Like, it's pretty legit. They sent me the rules.
Where are you guys? This is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been training? No. Have you done anything?
No.
Are you going to have like announcers?
Soder's coming in. Oh, BJ
fantastic.
And Dave.
Good, yeah,
we're doing it as an episode of Legion of Skanks.
Can I be in your...
Yes, you can corner. Actually, please. You and Dave both be in my corner. I don't want Dave to announce. I want Dave to corner me because Dave is actually a really good corner.
Yeah.
I fucked around before and like just grappled with my buddies and guys that know their shit. Like my buddy Wes was like a national like second place runner up for like the national championships from Florida. He's a real deal wrestler, and I ended up tapping him out with a knee bar because Dave was cornering me. And he saw openings that I didn't see. And if you don't actually know submissions, give a fuck how tough you are. You're gonna get choked out by somebody who even has a slight knowledge of submissions. So this guy, he's a purple belt. He's been training, and he's a teacher at his gym.
Oh my god,
this guy's gonna kill you.
Oh, dude, what's
you're not making it in a minute in the first round.
This shit's not going past three. If he gets you to the wait, so are you guys the same weight or no?
No, I'm way bigger.
Okay.
And we're striking headshots and everything. So I'm going to I'm going to lay it on him. I'm going to punch him in the face a bunch.
UFC gloves or boxing gloves?
Maddie, this is James Toney versus fucking Randy Couture all over again.
Maybe.
I land one shot, it's over.
Ankle picked in the first 4 seconds?
Yeah.
Possibly, dude, but I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm going to punch him in the face a couple times, and there's that great Hicks and Gracie where he says, you punch a black belt in the face, he becomes a brown belt. You punch a brown belt in the face, he becomes a purple belt. I'm planning on punching him in the face until he's a fucking clear belt. Until he's got nothing left. He better be able to take a shot because I'm going to fucking hit him.
If he punches Lewis in the face, he like can't podcast anymore. He like forgets. Oh, this is brutal, Zach.
Look at the rule list they sent me.
Zach be like a ring car girl? Please?
Me and Zach. I'll just wear like a fucking string bikini.
Yes, 100%. If you guys want to wear string bikinis and be ring car girls, I'm down. These are the fouls.
Wait, who is this dude?
His name is...
Do you got like a photo of him?
Stefan something. Maddie, try to find him. These are the fouls. Holding or grabbing the fence, intentional grabbing of an opponent's shorts or shirt, butting with the head, biting or spitting at an opponent, hair pulling, fish hooking.
Ah, fuck.
Intentionally placing a finger into any orifice, which is my finisher, or into any cut or laceration of an opponent. When I read that line, cut or laceration, yeah. I was like, that's when it became real. I was like, oh, wait, we might be getting fucking sliced up. We might fucking hurt. We're wearing headgear, but you can still break somebody's nose while wearing headgear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If he hits you in the face, oh my God.
I'm going to hit him in the face, Tinkle. Whose side are you on?
His. I'm on the side of reality.
Lewis. I think we're going to get 6 or 8 ounce open-handed grappling gloves, okay. And we're wearing shin guards as well.
All right.
But I can't fucking lift my leg above his knee, so I'm not kicking.
Are you going to be like a fat kid and like wear like a t-shirt, or are you going
to
go?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, we have to. That's the other thing. We have to wear compression gear, fucking cocksuckers. Sorry, they're going to see me and my shitty love handles and Under Armour gear.
Why don't you try to get some advertising on there in the back of it, like Joe's Auto Body?
I will. That's a good idea, actually.
There's a lot of room for advertising.
No groin attacks of any kind. No downward pointing elbow strikes. I would be okay with no elbow strikes, but
wait, you can elbow strike? Oh, Jesus.
We're doing the. He sent me the fucking rule list.
Dude, that's when it the unified real for rules. Me, when I saw the elbows, that's when it got real.
Yeah.
Can you hammer fist?
Can I hammer fist? Yeah. Yeah, that, can, oh, yes,
I don't know. I don't know. That's
I'm going to have.
Oh, side note. Let me just announce that really quick.
On me, by the way.
Chris Tinkle and Ricky Bones from SiriusXM Fight Club.
That's right.
You guys are resurrecting the hammer fisting brand.
Yes.
Coming this Wednesday night, 9 p.m. is the first official show. It will be on the Real Ass Podcast YouTube page, I believe. But after that, I believe after next week, no longer broadcasting on YouTube. It's strictly on GuestDigitalNetwork.com.
Okay. Well. Yeah, so we are doing our debut episode on Wednesday, and I think we got a couple good call-ins. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, you got some guests?
Yes.
Who do you got?
I'm not gonna
Misha?
Dude, I got 3 friends who fight.
Lewis, dude, if you got Misha on the debut episode, that's pretty badass. The UFC champion. Stefan Gristana, right here. This is him right here. Pull up the picture.
Oh, my God. He's going to fucking murder you, dude.
Look at his fucking manly beard.
Look at him.
Oh,
he's
my
got his
God.
Knee.
I'm not afraid of him.
Oh, you should be.
I'm going to put my hands on him.
Dude, when he puts his hand touch gloves, you start tapping.
Dude, he's kind of big, dude. What are you talking about?
He's not,
he's not small.
170 pounder, right, Maddie?
No, I found out Easter weekend he's floating in the 190s.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're going to get some bad. Man.
Here's the best part
that
of all of it.
That caution tape is going to be around Lewis's body.
Oh, here's the best part of all of it is if I lose, I have to kiss the tip of Big J's dick. And if I win, Big J has to kiss the tip of my dick.
I mean, you better pucker up then.
Maybe. We'll see.
Hey, is there any videos of him grappling?
Yeah, I'll pull something up.
Well, dude, if you go out, you're going to kiss the tip of all of our dicks. If you're unconscious... Shit.
Just wake up to everybody.
Just rubbing their dicks on my face.
Lewis wakes up instead of like the smellers. It's just everyone just fucking set the dick in his face.
Oh, shit, dude.
I got to find it.
It's going to be like one of those like 40
It's fine. You don't need to pull up a video. It's okay, man. All right. Let's fucking let's move on a little bit. But I'm very excited. We're working on a date still. It should be airing on 420.
Oh, man.
Should be airing on 420.
Airing on, so it's not shooting on 420.
We're going to shoot it. We're going to pre-shoot it because my concern is streaming it live. It might dip out the stream. Yeah. So.
Oh, you might die?
Yeah. In case you have to go to the hospital.
No, that's not it. No. If I go to the hospital, it's even funnier. My idea was we should both take laxatives so we shit our pants during the fight, but that just makes it not as serious.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He shits his pants and then triangle chokes me.
Oh, man.
He's like, I'll take the suspension. He just holds it on. Oh. So, all right, let's talk about this a little bit. Actually, I think this is really funny.
This is him fighting it.
Have it if you want it, yeah.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine.
What? Okay. No, I want to see some game tape, dude.
Yeah, it's just grappling, though. I don't know. It's not a fight.
Yes, it's grappling.
I can't even tell which guy is which. It's fine.
I think he's the one on the left. Yeah. He's the one with his ass towards us. Just go to the part at 7 minutes when he has his hands raised. The other guy's asleep.
To be honest, if you're not... Like, if you don't know jiu-jitsu, watching a video from far away with shitty lighting is not going to be exciting.
Yeah, no, this is only a minute if you want to watch
see him
it.
Right here. A minute. Yeah. Oh, he seems like he knows what he's doing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that guy wasn't punching him in the fucking head. And do you see how much bigger I am than these guys? I'm bigger.
The dude he just took down is pretty fucking big.
No, he's lanky.
You would be winding up your dumbass fucking left hook, and he's already got you down on the ground.
We'll see. We shall see, guys. Here's my problem. You're not real friends. None of you guys.
No, we are. You want to see you get your ass kicked.
He has muscles on his thighs. Look closely.
I have muscles on my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's sauce from the muscles I had at lunch. Marinara. All right, let's move on. We're moving on. So, all right, number four.
Oh shit! He's fucking tapped his devil armbar, dude. Brutal armbar.
All right, I get it. pull up number four. Comedian Nico White is a very funny comedian in the New York scene. He posted this meme earlier on today on Facebook, and I thought it was just a great conversation. Number four, Maddie. Number fucking four.
Nico just won Caroline's.
Yeah, the Caroline's competition. So here, put to the top of it up so we could see it. And it says, would you step on this box for $18 billion? And it's a box of kittens. It's a box of like, how many kittens? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 cute little kittens. $18 billion.
I get the shit out of a cat.
Do you understand how much less money I would step on this box of kittens for? Are you out of your fucking mind?
You're going to kill like one of them.
Why would they go with $18 billion?
Yeah, I think a million would have been the way to...
$1 million is the debate.
All right, so it's the least amount of money you do it for. That's the debate.
Could you... yeah, obviously we're going to get into that, but could you... I mean, what? That's it. How much... Because you love cats, Zach.
I love cats.
You love cats, okay? What is... $18 billion, I know the answer is yes, yeah. Obviously. You'd step fucking right on that
box. A million,
box.
And I would feel compelled to at
you'd
least...
You'd squeak out, you gained 10 pounds, Zach! Get off us, meow!
He would step on with that shirt on him, too.
Just, yeah. Okay. A million, and I would have to give at least $100,000 to ASPCA immediately.
You think they'd still be okay with it?
Wait, do we have to... If you just step on him one time,
you gotta kill him. You gotta kill all six cats.
Oh,
you gotta. So that means one stomp. If you only kill one of them, you gotta fucking go and fuck as they watch you kill their brother. Oh. Just start stomping their little fucking heads.
Like Lucy with the grapes.
Yeah, like wine.
Dude, do you understand how much less money? I mean, what's the price? Somebody says right now, Tenkel, I'm gonna give you $1 million. Just solves all your problems. I mean, look, in this day and age, $1 million doesn't go that far. But if you're savvy with it, that could just be the rest of your life.
How about you up the ante and you say how much money would it take you to stomp on them barefoot?
Because you barefoot. Well, then you're hurt.
Cute little cat guts.
We're not trying to
get your toes.
You be hurt. They're supposed to be hurt.
I don't know. I guess a million. I don't know.
$1 million bucks? Would you do it? Like so somebody puts
yeah, 10 grand. I don't know.
A $500,000.
All right, someone has spots tickets at the stands. to like UFC 200 in the 200 section. I'll do it.
I mean, really? All right, in the chat, let us know what's your price, guys, for stepping on a box of kittens. I mean,
for a million, I would be very upset doing it. If it was like $10 million,
it would haunt
smile.
Me.
I would smile. Yeah. It would haunt me while doing it. $10 million.
Yeah. I killed a kitten once.
Oh.
On purpose?
So anyway, let's move on. No, not on purpose. My cat had kittens. My cat Belinda, she was a little whore, and I lived in Brooklyn. She used to sneak out and go get fucked by all the cats in the neighborhood, and she'd come back and have these little kittens. So I had a chair that was it was like a recliner, but it was like one that like shook and like it had springs. So the kittens used to climb up in the chair, and I was trying to move the chair to get the kittens out of it. And I moved it, and one of their heads just must have been caught in between some like fucking springs or something, dude. And I moved the chair, and the chair like shook. I didn't hear anything, dude. All I know is I reached up in there, and the kitten was fucking just dead, dude. It was just dead. It was so warm. It just happened, dude. It fucked me up.
How old are you?
I lived in Brooklyn, so I was...
For free.
24, maybe?
You actually had to pay rent to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal, dude.
Yeah, dude. I was so upset. I almost cried. I mean, it really...
His
like...
rent was one dead kitten a month.
Fuck.
Dude, it
sucks.
It really fucked me up, dude. I mean, and I buried her in the backyard. It was really sad.
I'd
like
say, yeah.
I'm like an animal lover, dude. I would never. I remember I got into a fist fight with my buddy James when we were kids because there was a cat. Like he was just a fucking asshole, mm-hmm. and he like called the cat over to it, and then he fucking kicked the cat, and we got into a fist fight over it because I was so upset. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
This is a bad person.
Yeah, so just anybody who's like...
I don't trust anybody that doesn't animals.
Yeah, yeah, that mean to
anyone
animals.
Anyone that's mean to animals, there I can't not, see you being a good person at any point.
There's not one kid that when we were little who was shoving firecrackers up a cat's asshole. Those kids never turn out right.
Yeah. Did you see people doing that shit? Did you?
No, but that's, you know, there's always kids around the neighborhood who's, you know, there's a kid who fucking kicks cats or like, you know, throw shit at dogs. Like none of those people ever end up...
Yeah, I mean, there was kids. The kid who used to bully me, Nick Giacoli, they used to shoot cats with BB guns in the neighborhood.
Yeah, what's he doing now? He's working at a fucking
He's killing it. Fortune 500 company CEO.
Is he really?
No, I don't know. He's probably doing well, though.
Richard Goldman Sachs.
But yeah, I mean, you know, look, it's just...
Professional cat assassin.
Oh, fuck. I mean, what's the price right now? $500,000 they give you in cash. All $100 bills, they put it on the table. You got to fucking kill six kittens by stomping on them. $500,000 scopes.
Like, I want to say no, but I'm going to do it.
You do it.
I'm going to do it. 500. I mean, that's a lot of fucking money.
It's a lot of dough. Tinkle, 500,000?
500,000, and then I have to kill all of them?
Yeah, you got to kill all of them.
Fuck.
You do one stomp, and you can let them slowly die.
Can maybe one of them survive?
Yeah. Nope. They're all dead. And how much would that fuck up that cat for the rest of his life?
Can they be cats? Because I don't like cats.
I'll nurse home.
I'll
stomp a cat. No.
Oh, kittens.
I'll stomp a full-size cat.
Yeah. Just for looking at you wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck cats.
Yeah, but look at those little guys. Damn it.
500,000.
Yes. Dude, tickets to UFC 200. I said already. In the nosebleeds.
I'd do it, but I'd be really bummed.
500,000, you do it?
Yeah.
You guys have no belief in your abilities to make it in this business.
And then
I don't think I'd do it for 500,000.
He'd put on another 30 pounds out of sadness.
I'll tell you why. Because 500,000, I don't think could change your life. I think a million is the breaking point where, because to even open a business, because like in my head, if I had $1 million, I could go, all right, dude, I could open a comedy club and just have guaranteed stage time every single night, work on my act, have that make money. I have a marketing like brain. $500,000 isn't really enough to open up a business in New York City. So you can just spend the money or you invest
nice
in real estate.
You can.
I think you could $500,000, but you're really cutting corners. I think you need $1 million to really open up a successful business in New York City. I think it's just not enough. It's not enough to turn it into something that would change my life. And I don't know if I could live with myself if I couldn't change my life and my kid's life. But I think a million is the breaking point for me.
500 grand is a lot of money for a really good downward spiral.
Yeah.
That's a fucking
but
good
that you, start. It might fuck me up to the point where I would become a fucking drug addict and spend it all on heroin.
Now, if those were puppies, by the way, you couldn't get me 500 grand to do that.
No.
Potato, patata. I don't give a shit if it's a puppy or a kitten.
No.
Pull up some pictures of puppies.
I can't.
Pull up a box of puppies. I got to look into their eyes and I'll be able to really tell you.
Box of puppies I can't do.
It really does go like, it goes fucking cats, puppies, babies. Aw, look at those puppies.
Those fucking guys.
Yeah, see?
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Look at this one. His face is lodged in.
Oh, shit, dude. Those little puppies. They're Jack Russells.
They remind me of like...
That's Zach's baby picture. Yeah,
look at those.
Those I might be able to kill.
What did you Google? Esther Koo's lunch?
Oh, shit,
look
dude.
At those boxers.
Those are some fucking cute puppies. Oh, all right. It would have to be more for puppies.
Yeah, a little more.
It would
really
have to be more for pups.
Yeah.
Oof. Look at that. Aw. But, I mean, dude, the fucking dogs only live for 14, 15 years.
Yeah, but, dude, they're the best 14 years.
The best 14 years of your life.
Yeah, God damn it, dude.
Zach, do you hold puppy lives in more of a regard than cat lives?
No, they're even.
Because you love cats.
I love cats, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at those little dudes.
Yeah, they're even.
Yeah. But I'll be honest, if they're like a day old, it makes it a little bit easier. Because they look kind of like fucking rats.
Yeah, it's just a thing about little...
I mean, yeah, you got to get them like 2 months. 2 months, after 2 months, you're fucked. Dude, they're so cute after that.
That's it.
So cute.
Licks your face. Yeah, all right, hold still. You got to curb stomp puppies.
Look at those ones, dude.
He has no idea what's going on. He's just so happy.
All right, how much to curb stomp six puppies in a row? You got to do it one by one.
Curb stomp them?
You got to make them bite the curb and then boom.
Dude.
How much to curb stomp six black dogs?
Well, they did try to rob your house while you're fucking Faruza Balk.
I just think it, too.
They're Rottweilers.
Oh, it's such a brutal scene. Oh, my God. Yeah. Look at those dogs. Those little Alaskan Huskies are fucking adorable. See, I was hanging around with my brother's two little babies all week, dude. So it's like little helpless little things. Like
how
my
much
brother's babies are like fucking 2 weeks old.
How much a curb stop your brother's babies?
Oh, shut, dude. I can't even. he wouldn't even speak to me if I even kept this conversation going. He wouldn't think it's funny. I mean, dude.
I know. It's fucked up. I got a baby, too.
I've already made a lot. I mean, probably too many comments about them being
put your gums on the curb.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're like two girls, which is hilarious. So.
All right, Maddie. Take away the fucking puppy image.
We're getting lost. Dude.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Maddie's just, Maddie, you really have
still going?
The worst ADD I've ever seen of anybody. You're just staring at puppies and going through them, looking at them.
I like puppies.
Yeah, in the chat, I'm going to read some. Let's see. What are the numbers they would say? I do it and just donate $200,000 to $300,000 to an animal shelter.
Out of 18 billion?
People kill people for way less. Well, 18 billion is ridiculous. That's just ridiculous.
That's barely a real amount of money.
I mean, $18 billion, I would kill anything. Like, literally, just if I couldn't go to jail, I'd kill a human being for $18 billion.
James.
No, not my son, you psycho.
You said anybody.
$18 billion? Would it be?
Yeah. You can make another one.
Maybe.
I mean, come on. You can make another James.
No,
James
obviously,
two.
I wouldn't kill, like, yeah, that's a good question. For $18 billion, could you kill a human?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that so.
You just push a button and that person is fucking dead.
Wait, what kind of person?
Does it have to be in your
random
top
person?
10?
Random person in the world.
Like a homeless dude on the street.
Wasn't that a movie? Like,
yeah, it's like The Box or something.
Yeah, The Box. Did you ever see the sketch somebody did on that? They played it on Tosh.0 once. It was so funny though. I feel like we should play it on the show.
Pull up
The Box sketch.
It's like, it's $5 million. If you press this button, and he already presses it.
Well, never mind. Oh. Tinkle already killed it.
Oops.
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
That was the whole sketch, though.
That was the whole sketch. It was so great. Yeah, you know, play that box sketch instead. Play the... I'm kidding. Maddie, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm joking.
He's
fuck
pulling
me.
Up clips of the Ed Sullivan Show. What the fuck
are you
doing?
I don't know what happened.
Doing?
I put in the box sketch. This came up.
Do Tosh.0 box sketch.
Forget it.
It's not. Over. I don't want it anymore.
Shit.
All right, we got a little bit of time left here. Let's talk about this really quick. Ralphie May was fired from a gig because he made some jokes about American Indians. Mm-hmm. You don't run into American Indians often.
You have to be in a place where there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, casinos.
Yeah, I mean, everyone claims to be a little bit American Indian. Everyone claims to have a little Cherokee blood or a little something. But, I mean, what is it even like, do people really get offended about, like, I mean, I'm just of a weird, I'm in a weird thing where I don't get offended really about anything. Like, if you attack, like, my family, you know what I'm saying, that will offend me, but that's, like, not even in a joking sense. I'm not gonna get, like, offended by it. It's like, we just live in a culture now. Oh, that's Ralphie May?
This is the response.
There's another fat heroin addict. Let me see. This is what he said. Apparently, the quote was, I guess in context of a joke, was, fuck a bunch of Indians. I'm sick of hearing about it. Are we supposed to boo-hoo over goddamn Indians? That shit was 120 years ago. Fucking get over it. Nobody 150 years ago is making you drink now. Dry up, you bunch of alcoholics, and get a real fucking job. It just sounds like hate speech. When you read jokes...
When you read that in context, it really doesn't sound too good.
Yeah, but you know, look, here's the thing. The timing, I mean, if it's in a stand-up set, I can see how that is funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, if you transcribe any joke, it could just sound like hate speech.
Well, why did he say that? Was that like an actual bit, or was that?
It was on stage. Somebody filmed him on stage, and then they sent it to a casino that he was about to perform at, and they fired him from the casino gig.
Yeah, but what was the context though? Because that doesn't sound like a fucking bit. You know what I mean?
Five guys that work at that casino's buffet who are so relieved right now.
But look, I mean, here's the thing. It kind of is. It's just like an honest observation. But if he said it in a funny way.
It could have been like he made another joke about American Indians and then people were like, oh.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And then he was like, oh, fuck a bunch of, like, you know what I mean?
That's what it sounds like.
Like being over the top to react to something.
Yeah.
And that's called saving a joke.
I don't think that was in his notebook.
Yeah.
Verbatim.
I mean, look, he wasn't like a fucking Starbucks working that out.
All right, play his response because he got fired from this gig and people are up in arms about it.
He may. Apparently, my comedy was taken out of context, and when I was talking about Native Americans, it was over-edited, illegally used and recorded, and they left out the punch. They left out the punchline, which is the whole reason that I'm upset with Indians. Is the fact that Dances with Wolves beat Goodfellas out for the Oscar in 1992. It's such a ludicrous thing.
That's funny.
That no one, if you heard it in your full context, would think it's anything but a joke. That's all it was. It's a joke. But in their editing, they use my voice to inflict pain on people, innocent people. And for that, I'm sorry. You didn't deserve this. Oh, not from me. Not from this face.
Stop shaking your head no,
not
Ralphie.
From this point of view. Not this accent.
Your jowls are moving.
You didn't deserve it.
Christ.
And I'm sorry. My material was stolen and then used on an album.
Wait, stop paying attention for a minute. Is that Amy Schumer? Oh, Ralphie, sorry.
And all the while, I had no idea anything was happening. If the city of Bemidji, Minnesota,
what?
Will allow me to perform, we have approximately 100 tickets left. I would like to invite, and I said this online, I would like to invite you, the people that are upset, if you're in the area, to come.
Not like you have jobs.
Yeah.
Watch me as a whole.
Put down the bottle for a minute.
Pass judgment at the end. But I'm going to take all of the revenue from that evening that I generate and donate it to charity. Because I did hurt people's feelings.
We'll go outside of every cigar store in the area and pick you up.
And we're all victims in this. My art was stolen for a political statement, taken out of context. And then the people that heard this were hurt and offended. And some felt betrayed by me. I want everyone, whether you love me or hate me, go find comedy. Get joy in your life. I love you, and you can't do anything about it.
All right. Yeah.
All right, first of all, I don't think you can complain to Native Americans about things you have being stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean, here's the thing. He had a very, you know, mature response to it, and it is true. I mean, that's a very good point. It's
actually
like
a funny joke, though.
Yeah, that is a funny
that
joke.
That is a really funny joke.
You know, I think he makes a point. He's like, dude, I'm not fucking hurting people. I'm making people laugh. As a comedian, what we do, every time, 10 out of 10 times, we're going up there to entertain a crowd of people and make them laugh and make them happy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the fact that this person who's a social justice warrior that's trying to fucking do good, the only thing they're doing is they're actually hurting people's feelings by taking it, putting it out of context and going, hey, look, you should be hurt by this.
Yeah.
Nobody was hurt by it. I guess it was somebody in the crowd that was like, that booed him or whatever. But it's usually some fucking cunt, some drunk fucking bitch who doesn't understand comedy, isn't even there for that person. They either got free tickets that weekend or their boyfriend wanted to come and see the fucking show. It is crazy.
And they don't wait for the punchline.
Yeah.
That's the whole, like,
all they do is they hear the setup and they go, boo.
It's like, dude, he's a fucking pro. Why don't you let him handle it? I'm pretty sure he knows what he's going to say next, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Ralphie's fucking funny. Ralphie's a real deal pro. I watched him in Nashville when I was there with Nate, and he's fucking really funny, dude. Yeah. He's one of the funniest people on the planet. And it's like, it's a thing in comedy. It just sucks. And we've talked about this a lot on all of the platforms that we go on. It's like, let comics breathe and find funny. In the process, we're going to say some fucking pretty heinous shit, but you're not going to get brilliant shit without it, you know. And it's like, I feel like they want to just numb comedy. They want to just shave off. If comics are thinking about what they say and overthinking the things that they're writing down and saying, you're just shaving off all of that funny. You're just dulling down how sharp and funny and how quick-witted people can be. It's like, you wouldn't have,
if comedy was a box of puppies.
But, I mean, you wouldn't have Louis C.K. or Bill Burr or any of these guys that everyone agrees that are the best comics in the world if they weren't going in clubs in New York City and Los Angeles years ago and figuring out these brilliant jokes. And I guarantee you, if you had a camera in every club throughout the 90s, everybody, you can't name one comic who didn't say something that didn't get a laugh that would have been considered offensive by everybody. And that's across the fucking board.
Well, you know what's interesting is when Chris Rock, so the year he did his Bring the Pain special with like the OJ shit, you know, like, so he was hosting a Def Comedy Jam. So friend of mine had a box set, so he was hosting it, and he was working out all those jokes, and they weren't ready, dude.
Yeah.
And they were bombing. That fucking OJ joke, it hit the crowd fucking awkward, dude. And like, he was like, so imagine, you know, if like the first time he tried that, and he was in a club in some place, and someone put that online. I mean, you know, the whole, like, I'm not saying you should have killed her, but I mean, that's terrible. People would be, it would never happen.
And that's it. That's the whole time. If you ever watch somebody the first few times they do a joke, if it's just an idea, you know what I'm saying? Like, it typically doesn't do that well. I mean, there's a Patrice bit, the bit about he wouldn't kill an animal, but he can kill a fish. There's a video of him doing it, like just some old school video that somebody taped in a club and they put it out where the bit wasn't ready and it wasn't doing well. It's one of my favorite bits of all time. He was like, you can kill a fish because they don't have any eyelids, so they can't blink at you. They just kind of look at you like what? You know? Yeah. But it's a fucking great bit. And if you watch it when it was just an idea, you're like, oh, it's just not that great.
I saw Rock at the Cellar do...
The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock, actually.
The People's Elbow? Whoa.
The Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
He did the bit about the World Trade Center where he's like, I'm not going back in there again. And it didn't really do that well. And I saw it a year later on SNL, and it crushed. And I was like, oh, okay. That's a year, it's a year better of doing work, a year better of getting better jokes. And that's how it shows how right there.
And it also might be just the group of people that were watching it.
Yeah, because it was
great
very...
bit can be exactly the same, and if just the room's a little off, or you know somebody dropped a glass, or like anything could fuck up a bit.
I don't know why a comic hasn't done that yet. Maybe I'll do that. I'll do a bit. I'll tape my sets and then do it murdering. I actually have it already on tape. I'm gonna put it out.
Now you just got to get the it doing good part.
Hilarious. I've been working on tapes for Conan this whole week. I have like literally just one audience will laugh uncontrollably at one bit, and then the next audience will just, it's silence. It happens all the time. It just depends on.
I ate my dick in Brooklyn last night, and before I did a show in New York.
How'd you do
well.
Comedy, though?
All right. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to go around the horn, everyone do kind of a shitty joke.
Yeah. And it was just, I said that. I was like, well, these jokes work. I know that. You just, because I did a Trump bit in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it was like, ugh.
Chris Scopo talking about politics. I mean, it should make you nauseous. It's actually a really funny joke, but when the first time I heard you go into it, I was like, oh, here we go. I was just waiting for a fucking awful, awful point. But it's a really good bit. All right. Let's, because we only got about 15 minutes left here. I want to get some questions out. Let's go to the real ass questions of the day.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
You did shorten it, but that was a shitty edit, Maddie.
No, it sounded so much better at home, and I got here, I was like, ah, it's too late.
That was just lazy.
That's awesome, right?
Oh, who, somebody posted that?
Yeah, it's on the Twitter.
Twitters.
It says the Four Horsemen of Podcasting, and there's a photo of our faces on. I think you're Flair Lewis.
Fuck
yeah. I'm Arn Anderson, which I'm very excited about. And I believe Scopo is Tully Blanchard, which is perfect.
He's the least funny one.
And Zach is, I think, Oli. Oli. That's great.
All right, let's get into some of these. Ryan Heckman wants to know, can you guys discuss your first couple months getting into stand-up? What did you did right? What went wrong? And some basic tips for beginners. Sure. You want to go first, Dinks?
First couple months? Yeah, I just made friends with people like right away, and we just went. We kind of did it as like a group, and we just went to every single show that we.
And you
did,
started right? in San Fran,
yeah. So
it's a little different of a scene.
Yeah. I didn't like there was no me putting my foot into it. I did it, and I was like, I just graduated college, and then the day after I graduated, I remember I went on Craigslist and was looking at jobs, and I'm like, I am not equipped for anything.
Yeah.
I'm so fucked. And then like I think on the next week I was just like I had done like a few sets, but then like the next week I'm like, I'm gonna do comedy. And I just started, and me and all my friends, we just wrote every single day. We go places and like write together, and we just could do shows together. So I'd say that I would find other people that are around.
Yeah, having a buddy around the same age,
so much easier. Yeah,
yeah, it makes it a lot
and
better.
Don't stop drinking until after. You have to drink.
Yeah, in the beginning especially, because that's the only payment you're going to get from these places anyway.
Yeah.
So the only benefit is you get maybe a couple drink tickets or whatever, and that's it. If you're not drinking in the beginning, you're like, I'm just showing up for nothing.
Yes.
Just to not do well, not get laughs, and be paid absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and it helps with those car rides home where like you're the one dude who like ate it in a car full of like five people, and everyone's all fucking high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
If you're drunk, it's a lot easier to handle.
Scopes, any advice for these young, brand-new comics coming out there?
Just... If you want to do it, just dive into it. Don't half-ass
produce someone's
it.
Podcast for free. What else? Good.
Wait,
no, okay, okay, yeah, good.
Yeah, you fucking dick. Just dive. Go right into it. Don't fucking half-ass it. I half-assed it for the first like year and a half. I was like, oh, I do it.
Yeah,
like,
but half
a
year
week.
Ass is a whole ass.
See, that's a funny joke.
There you go.
So just dive into it. It's the comedy's not a hobby.
It's
a lifestyle. That's what people got to realize.
Very true. Zachy, any
I think my biggest mistake up top was I tried to write too many. I tried to do completely different things if I had been there the week before, yeah, instead of trying to make those jokes better.
Well, because especially in the open mics, it's a lot of comics that come back, and you feel embarrassed to be doing the same jokes over and over and over again. But that's what stand-up comedy is. Being funny is separate than stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy is the art of putting together an act and making everybody laugh at the exact same time at your punchlines. And you got to disconnect from the fact that you have some fucking comic buddies in the back, yeah, that might have seen these bits before. Obviously, you should be writing, especially as you get further along. Now that we're all at least a semi-professional level, where we're being paid, we're working every night, you know, you have to have some diversity. It's a different time in comedy now. Even when I started 10 or 11 years ago, back then it was like, yeah, just get your 15 minutes in the clubs, working in the clubs, get your 45 minutes to go on the road with, and, you know, a few years later, maybe worry about putting together another album. Now it's like the standard is like, if fucking Joe List and Mark Norman in the back, I'm like, all right, dude, I got to at least do one or two new bits because I don't want to look like an asshole who's never writing anything.
And you also got to bring it, too.
Yeah, you got to bring it.
Every night in the city where comics are watching you or bookers are watching you, you don't want to go up and half-ass it and fucking eat a dick.
The best advice I ever received in comedy was from Joey Gay. And he said, I was just down on myself because there's so many peaks and valleys in comedy as well. You're going to be at a point where you're down on yourself and you want to quit. The best advice I ever received was just keep showing up. Just if there's all else
yeah,
fails,
tell me that.
Just keep fucking showing up no matter how bad you feel, no matter what. Don't ever go in, oh, I'm not going to go out tonight. I feel like shit. I'm not going to go hang out at that club. Keep on fucking showing up. Hang out at comedy clubs. And this is something that I really struggled with. Get people to like you. I was a very grumpy, angry guy. I still am to a certain degree. I have a lot of friends, luckily, now in comedy. I've been in it long enough so people know who I am. And you know, people know once they get to know me that I'm like a sweetheart. I'm not actually a fucking dickhead who's trying to fist fight people. But I have an exterior that is very unlikable. I really do. It takes people a few times of hanging out with me before they go, or even hear me on a podcast before they go, oh, I kind of get what he does and who he is. I kind of come off like a dick. And I think getting everyone to like you, it makes your career, it's a night and day difference. If people are rooting for you, you're going to get opportunities that come up for you, you know? And I think that a lot of the times, if you know, the people sit back and they get bitter or depressed or angry or whatever, and you project that energy onto other people, and then they're not rooting for you. They're rooting for the next guy that everyone's kind of high-fiving. And that's in any industry in the world. You know, if you're a lawyer and everyone likes you, you're going to get more opportunities. So I think hanging out, just fucking even fake it till you make it. If you're not in a good mood, just pretend to be in a good mood. Don't be. And Tinkle, I've seen you struggle with that too. You'll be in a bad mood, whatever's going on. You put your fucking headphones on and you'll sit in the corner and not talk to anybody. And I've said to you, I was like, Tinkle, what are you doing? You got to get these people.
Yeah, I've had a problem with that too.
Yeah, you got. And it's all insecurity.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you watch another guy in the room who everyone loves and you go, his fucking jokes stink, but he's getting every opportunity. Yeah. It's because people are rooting for that guy. And the truth is, if you're a comic, you're supposed to be funny. We assume you're funny if you say, I'm a comedian.
Yes.
You know? Let's go to James Howlett wants to know, how do you plan on staying sober when you go to Joey Diaz's podcast? And would you be pissed if he tried to dose you with an edible? Which I heard he does. I am going to stay sober. No, I wouldn't be pissed if he dosed me with an edible because it would just be kind of funny. I'm going to watch what I eat around him though. You know, here's the thing. I don't know Joey. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not my friend. I met Lee when I was in L.A. They asked me to do it. I didn't have time to do it last time. If that's what he does and that's part of his shtick and it's funny, I would get a kick out of it. Now, he doses me with acid. I might be a little bit pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But
we were saving that for this podcast.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, I'm going to stay sober. I don't think that Joey's going to try to dose me, especially if some talk. I'm going to obviously talk about me being sober because I know everyone gets baked out of their fucking minds on that show. But no, I wouldn't be pissed. Here's the thing. It's not like if I got high for a contact high, I would go, oh, I'm back in. No, I've made a conscious decision to be sober. I made a conscious decision that this makes me happier. So for some reason, if I had a tainted supplement, so to say, and I got high because I drank something and there was weed in it, I don't think that would send me back into a spiral. I wasn't going to take pain medication for my eye. I ended up turning down the prescription, but in the hospital, my eye was fucking throbbing. And in fact, if you guys want to see, no more fucking sty.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
No sty Gomez.
No sty Gomez. But I took a Percocet and I was like, fuck that, dude. That didn't send me into a downward spiral. I've taken Percocets recreationally and they are great.
Yeah.
Percocets and two beers. Yeah, it's a good night.
I'm fucking mad that you just said you only had one.
Well, I could have gotten a prescription.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let me not. Because then I think I bought weed recently to keep in my apartment. And
just in case
I have
like
a bowl.
So
No. I bought weed because for my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it. And I have a bottle of wine in my apartment. I don't drink. I don't smoke weed. And I almost did it in a weird way to prove to myself that I'm ready to fucking do this. I'm not an addict like that. And maybe this is why Tinkle, the 12-step program, wouldn't work for me. It's because it's not like if I'm around it and I'm alone and I'm depressed, I'm going to go straight to it.
Yeah.
I think I've done a pretty good job at, I don't think I'm powerless over drugs or alcohol. I think I have a lot of power and control over my life. So I bought a 20 bag of weed. It's sitting in my room. I got a bowl and I got a bottle of wine at home. If I have a friend that wants to come over and smoke a little weed, I had a chick over my place. She's like, oh, do you mind if I smoke? I was like, no, smoke. I don't care. You know, it doesn't bother me if people are smoking or doing drugs around me.
I don't care if you burn, baby.
All right, let's go. John Amato wants to know, what's your dream car around the horn? Scopes?
Probably a Ferrari. A red Ferrari, black interior.
Yeah.
Very Guido, but I like it.
Fucking
Guido. I love it, though.
Oh, I don't fucking, I don't really care about car. Something, I don't know, fucking SUV, I guess.
SUV? Just any SUV?
No. No, like
a RAV4.
Yeah, ooh, those are nice.
You're just garbage.
A SUV that has the that is not gas powered. There we go. So, I feel like I'm giving the earth a high five.
Your dream car is an electric car?
Why not? Yeah. I don't really give... Dude, Chris, I don't drive. I don't
really
give a fuck.
This is any car you could possibly have. You've never thought about having just one car.
Yeah, but I don't need it. I already tricked
the
girl
in
the fucking
Batman car.
Yeah, do you get the Batmobile? You get the fucking... Whatever happened to monster truck rallies? When did that stop being a thing?
The Gravedigger. Yeah, I want Gravedigger.
Was just watching one like last week. It just caught my attention.
I haven't seen a commercial for a fucking monster truck
rally.
It's
only like $15 a seat, but you only need the edge of it. Gravedigger.
What was the big one that back in the day? The famous one?
Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot. Yeah. Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Sunday. Who the fuck goes to a monster truck rally? I guarantee
Dude,
you have.
I've never been, but that's some white trash.
I did.
Shit.
Yeah, no, I did.
We should go on this show.
I would 100% go.
It's gonna be look up when the next monster truck rally is.
It's going to be, I believe, MetLife, because I was just on their
website.
No, if it's
at MetLife, that's fucking
sure.
awesome. I would go to
Let's
that.
Let's go. I swear to God. Yeah, I'll go. You know what we'll do? We'll do a contest. We'll bring a fan with us to a monster truck rally, and we'll just be fucking morons for a day. I bet it's fun. I bet it is
fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, of course.
It's awesome.
You just watch them crush shitty cars.
Yeah, and then they also have like,
just scope on a red Corvette, just the tire smashes down on him.
Yeah. It's just really loud, too.
Yeah.
Like, just really, really loud.
Zach, what's your dream car?
Viper ST10.
Viper ST10? What is that?
It just looks like fucking vagina the car.
Pull that up in a minute, but I want to, what is Monster Jam?
April 23rd, MetLife.
Oh, shit. That's a Sunday? Saturday. Fuck, dude. I'm going to be at UFC 197.
I'm going to be at Pearl Jam, I think.
Really?
I'm not missing a fucking UFC fight for a monster truck rally.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, better luck next time, guys.
Fuck.
What was the cut? Viper?
Viper ST10.
Pull up a Viper ST10. Let's see. I want to see it. Yeah, it's a fucking cool
car.
No,
Zach, a car that you could fit in. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Zach's just going to fucking hold on to the roof. That's cool. I don't know. I mean, I don't really give a shit about like nice cars like that. It's not like my. I would much rather have like a really nice top of the line BMW that just feels classy. I turned a corner in my life where I like feeling like an adult. That's like what a kid would get. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, yeah. Look at Zach. He's wearing a tie-dyed fucking cat shirt.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He's Taco Bell every day.
An adult over here.
Oh shit.
That's exactly the kind of car. It's the same car as his bed.
All right, last question. Blake McIntyre wants to know, how can I be a real ass dude while serving tables at a fine dining restaurant? It's really hard not to be fake. Tinkle, how can you be a real ass dude at a fine dining restaurant?
Drop your dick in the ice water. There we go.
Yeah.
That's a pretty real ass dude move, yeah.
Real ass dude move. Zach, any advice for this guy to be a real ass dude at his fine dining restaurant?
No. Yeah, always just chat up dude's girlfriends. Sit down next to the girlfriend when you take their order.
I say, Blake, maybe it might be misconstrued what a real ass dude is. I think people don't understand what a real ass dude is. A real ass dude isn't just being a dick. A real ass dude is fucking...
He's just making money. He's being a real ass dude.
Making money. You are being a real ass dude. Yeah. Make your fucking money. Don't get fired. Be the best at your fucking job.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a real ass dude.
Take your boss's job. That's a fucking real ass dude. You know? I mean, like, people do that all the time. Beatrice said to me this once. We were in an argument, and I got caught lying. And she loves to throw my fucking... my nicknames in my face. She's like, oh, you being a real ass dude because you're lying?
That's the worst, right?
Yeah, it's like, that really did backfire. Oh, you being a Puerto Rican rattlesnake, really? Yeah, would a rattlesnake lie about smoking weed?
Or when they quote some of your fucking punchlines back at you, you're like, that's out of context. That's not the same. That's not what I was saying.
No, dude, like, a real ass dude can lie, and that has nothing to do with it. A real ass dude
gets away with it.
A real ass dude gets away with it. A real ass dude can admit when he's wrong.
That's right. I'd say that if he was working there and someone ordered something and he's just like, yeah, that sucks. I wouldn't get that. That's kind of a real ass dude.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't order the special.
Be honest.
It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, actually.
Do your best. Work on your real ass co-parenting.
My buddy told me that. He was like, never order the specials because the specials are always what they have too much in stock of. So if their fish is going bad, they're like, oh, yeah, tilapia is on special. But that's only because next week that fish is going to, they have to throw it all out.
Yeah.
So that's why they have all these like special things. So
there's an idea in the chat.
What happened?
If you notice a patron wearing a purple belt, challenge him to a cage fight.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right. Thank you very much in the chat.
It's a Heihachi Mishima.
Heihachi Mishima. All right. Look, guys, you guys are fucking dope, man. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. You can start the outro, Maddie. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. Make sure you check out everyone on the show on Twitter. Follow us all, Instagram, across all social media platforms. Also, Real Ass Podcasts on Twitter. And the Gas Digital Network is launching, guys.
Right.
Oh, it's all happened. We're in beta testing now.
I just subscribed to the
newsletter. And fucking Hammer Fisting on Wednesday.
Hammer Fisting Wednesday night, 9 p.m.
We're doing a fucking a huge thing about all the fights coming up.
That's awesome. Have you been speaking to Ricky?
I'm going to text him now.
Okay. Get together with him because it's going to be a great show. Thanks so much for listening. We'll check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.